Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This day, happy Friday, everyone, and happy birthday to our guest to get things going. It's Jack Quinn. Nice to have you here. Happy birthday, my friend.
Thanks, guys. I was trying to do the balloons on the screen, like do a sign, like, you know, the iPhones do that when you do the piece. There's like lasers or whatever.
The crew is all over it.
We have
balloons
you.
For them. 24 today. How are you feeling?
Feel good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's different? I mean, I look back at your draft year, your scouting reports back then, and, you know, you've gone on to be AHL Rookie of the Year, and I honestly couldn't believe that you were 24 already. This normally does not stump me, but I was like, what? So, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel good. I don't know. It's gone quick, and I'm excited for the year.
So, Lindy had a great quote yesterday. He said something about, he got a video of you deadlifting this summer, and it was a lot of weight. Do you recall that video that he's talking about, and how much weight were you deadlifting on that specific video?
I don't remember exactly, but my trainer must have sent it to Galley. I didn't know Lindy got a hold of it.
Oh yeah, so you got to make sure those videos stay private. But is that some point of emphasis in the summertime, like weight lifting, strength gaining? Like, what was your summer workout like this summer?
Yeah, it was a priority for me, I guess. Just training in general, stronger, faster, and just be in better shape. So I think I've done that. We'll see if it translates.
Does it feel like it out there? And what does it feel? What does the group kind of feel like? You know, you already mentioned the new strength and conditioning coach, and I'm sure a lot of guys are trying to come in and be at that new level, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like we're trying to take it up a notch, I guess, push the pace a bit, and everyone seems to be doing pretty well.
I remember a few years back when it was Don Granato coaching at the time, but when Tage Thompson went from the wing to center, Donnie had called Tage in the summertime and had said, hey, you know what, we may want to try you at center. And, they had got that conversation. So day one of camp, on Wednesday, you guys are on the ice. Thursday you were on the ice for the first time. But anyway, I look at the sheet and I see, oh, Jack Quinn, left wing. Like, and you've played both, but is that something that maybe Lindy called you over the summer or you talked to somebody? Did they made you aware that there was a possibility, and did you prepare for that?
I didn't really talk to anyone about it, but I actually liked the left side a lot better.
Yeah.
I played there in junior and in Rochester my rookie of the year, so feel like I'm a better player on the left side, and I guess they feel the same, or
they
know I felt that. I don't know. I don't know how it happened, but
what's
I do like
what's the challenge,
it
like the difference between the right and the left?
I just feel like on the left side, like, you can have the puck for me, like, towards the middle, and mm-hmm. I can cut to the middle and shoot it a lot better, whereas on the right side, to get to the middle, you kind of got to, like, toe drag it and stuff. Yeah. Things get riskier, so.
For those that want a picture, like Ovi coming down the left side with the puck to the middle and being able to release it from the middle of the ice, as opposed to an up and down like winger that goes like with the puck along the wall.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't really like beat D wide. I kind of like to, like, shoot and make moves to the middle, so it's a lot easier from my off-wing.
When you referenced the junior season and 52 goals going into your draft that summer, would you say you played the majority of that year on left wing?
The whole year, yeah.
The whole year?
Yeah.
Yeah, because when we were talking about this just a couple of days ago on the show, I know, you, Marty, you were thinking, like, I was pretty sure that Jack was likely to go, and it was taking me back to when we were looking at video of him in junior.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to hear you just talk about it from the advantage and the comfort for shooting. But you're also a really good passer, and I think when I think back to your big goal-scoring year in junior, the video to me showed your vision and your pass. So do you see that as a better avenue when you're on the left side as well, as far as finding?
For sure, that too, yeah. Like, the puck's in the middle, so you're kind of open to the play the whole time, so you see things a lot better too.
What about physicality? You know, I mean, Duffer, I ran into Noah Oslin this morning. I said, did you get a 5-minute in that game? He goes, yeah, I did, my first one. But, you know, I think there's a little bit of a focus on physicality and strength and winning one-on-one battles, something Lindy Ruff just talked about a lot last year. What do you feel you're at right now with, you know, a summer of training, last couple of years you had to deal with some injuries. So where do you feel the physicality of your game is at right now?
I think it's in a really good spot, a lot better than it was the past couple of years, which excites me. And something Lindy's always been hard on me about last year is winning battles and winning races, and that will translate in me scoring, so trying to work on that.
How many majors have you had in, let's include juniors in your career, including juniors?
Like fighting majors?
Yeah.
I think like 3 in junior, 1 in the A, 1 here.
See,
I remember the AHL one. I'm trying to think of who you squared off with.
In the AHL?
Yeah.
Ryan Jones, former teammate.
Yes. I was there the night that happened. I'm just, do you remember what precipitated it? Were you coming in for somebody? Like somebody took out?
That one, no. He was just like kept cross-checking me, so I kind of snapped, but I didn't have much of a chance. He's a big boy.
But that's the thing. You know, there is some bigger guys, but you got to get in the battle, and you got to get angry a little bit. I feel like you're a mild-mannered guy. Even sitting here, you're kind of quiet, but is there a little bit of a snapping streak in you that gets released once in a while?
I think so, yeah.
Do Sometimes. We see it not just on the ice? Is there any other parts of your, you know, everyday routine that people would say? Like, I remember I played with Danny Briere, and we would say when we were playing cards, you could see the snapping happen if he didn't. So is there a part of your everyday life that your teammates would say that's when Jack snaps the most?
Maybe. I don't know. You'd have to ask them. I lived with Sammy for like a year, and he'll say I'm the most impatient person ever. So that's probably
So you're reason. A punctual guy? You're on time?
I'd like to think so.
Well, you were here on time, so you're one for us.
Bills last night? Any large team gathering to watch it? Or
no, I think everyone was too tired.
And it was 9 a.m. on the ice this morning, yeah. So that was an early one.
Early mornings, yeah. I just made it till halftime.
Yeah, like my kids, they're like, we have school tomorrow. So my one daughter, okay, so this is, and I want your professional opinion because she was arguing me. 14-14 at halftime. She's like, I'm going to bed. And she was kind of angry, and I'm like, why are you, like, mad? She goes, well, they just played that half for nothing. It's like basically they could have started the game at halftime 0-0. I'm like, that's not how it works. You know, you learn from the other team. You're going to make adjustments. Like, there's a reason for playing even though it's tied. Did I have an argument, or was she just a fan that was upset about it?
No, I'd probably agree with you.
Okay, thank you. I'll tell her. She likes you, by the way, so if I say Jack Winston.
I see her side of it, too. We'll go with that.
I know. Okay, well, now she'll like you
very
more.
Diplomatic. I was really intrigued reading your scouting report going into your draft, just complimenting you on your ability to get really, really high-quality shots off from many different positions. And it talked about release points, and I'm wondering how you've found that growth with every, you know, next level that you've got to, and whether that's always been a constant part of your training, just finding different ways and different release points in your shooting to give you success?
Yeah, it is. It's something I like to work on, like just kind of my shot and all my different moves and how I can get it off, because I think, you know, you score goals based on how many looks you get and how many shots you can get and chances you can create. So the more you can kind of maneuver and get shots off, the better chance you have, I think.
What's it been like with, at least here, at the start of camp, I mean, seeing a newcomer in Doan and playing a little bit with him?
In Doaner?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, I've just got to know him over the last couple of weeks, and great guy, and it's been nice to share the ice with him so far.
Does he have a good shot?
Great shot.
His dad had potentially the heaviest shots I've ever had to face.
Yeah.
And I was playing with him at the World Championship, and he caught me in the shoulder in practice, just a sweeping wrist shot, and I felt like my shoulder dislocated. Like, it was literally, like, you could tell him, like his dad had one of the heaviest shots. And so sometimes, like, it comes in the way that your body is or whatnot, so I was intrigued to know. The great Rick Martin's number, retired French Connection, he used to tell guys to, in practice, sometimes shoots with your hands a little bit farther apart, a little closer, off the toe, off the middle of the blade, on the right foot, on the left foot, in stride, to change the way you shoot the puck. Mm-hmm. What are you most comfortable with? What is the one, like, you're like, this is my shot, coming in this way, my hands in a certain position, and that's when I feel most comfortable?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I'd try to work on them all, I guess, but I'd say probably just, like, put it on the toe and pull it in.
Yeah.
Is what I can get the most power with, so, yeah.
The one-timer a little bit?
Yeah, I like one-timers. Yeah, they're a little harder to get, but, yeah, especially in practice, but those are easier to score on.
So we should put you, Tage, a couple of guys, and have a little competition. Do you think you could get to 101, 102 miles an hour?
That wouldn't be much of a competition.
Oh, maybe it's not just about power. Maybe it's about accuracy.
It's going to have to be, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We can make it whatever you want.
The business side to the game is that, unfortunately, you know, people come and go. You were close with JJ. How's that been, you know, post-trade?
Yeah, it was obviously too bad to see him go. Was very close with him, and would have loved to have him here. But, you know, I'm excited for him in Utah and excited for the guys that came in.
10 of the first 14 games are at home. Are you guys talking about the start of the season being a big part of the year, like the fact that you have 10 of the first 14 in this building?
Yeah, I actually didn't know that, but we are talking about just the importance of starting well.
Highlight of the summer for you?
Golf?
Yeah, I don't have a highlight. I don't know.
Would you go back? Do you go back to Ottawa?
Yeah, I was in Ottawa. Yep.
Beautiful time of, you know, it was a beautiful summer here, so I would assume it was beautiful in Ottawa
very
as well.
Very similar, yeah. Very
birthday
similar.
Plans?
Nothing right now.
A nap?
Yeah, probably.
That's the best. Birthday naps are the best. Just shut her down for 3-4 hours.
It's good great. Luck this season. Thank you for stopping by.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, appreciate
awesome.
It.
Thank you.
Great to see you.
There he is, Jack Quinn, as camp rolls on and preseason begins very quickly. In fact, Monday in Columbus and the following night right here at KeyBank Center, it's the first home preseason game. That'll be followed by a couple with Detroit, a couple with Pittsburgh, 6 games in total, and then the regular season begins on October the 9th right here at KeyBank Center. And with that, we are nicely underway as far as in-studio guests to kick off our Sabres live season.
You know what? I love Jack Quinn because you could see the wheel in motion, every question.
He's a good reminder for us that our questions are too long.
Yeah, his answers are short.
Yes.
Our questions are long. It's the start of the year, folks. We're going to get
for
better
all of us.
At it.
Yes.
But, you know, you can, you're asking a question and you could see him, like, thinking it through. Like, what's the, like, number one, what are you trying to get to? And number two, like, okay, where's the answer? What's the point of conversation? So that's awesome.
What's your expectation for him? I mean, he's, I think, like many on the team, there is still so much upside. Like, when you think of how Alex Tuch was addressing the media yesterday and not calling out, but literally looking at individual players and saying, this player and I know that he's got more, right?
Yes.
And the point of this line of thinking and projection is that it, without question, this organization believes in Jack Quinn so much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh yeah,
the contract happened so quickly, right? On the heels of what was a obviously disappointing season for the team. Jack actually had a career high in points, but it got lost in the fact that it was such a tough start to the season for him, and then a strong finish. So, like, when you project like a best case scenario, you think for Quinn at this stage of his career, what are you thinking?
So. The reason why I ask about the one-timer and the shots, because I've been trying to put together what I feel like are my power plays
yes.
for the upcoming season. Lindy Ruff talked about power plays, and he said, we had a really bad start of the year, but when you look at the second half of the season, or the last 50 games, I think he mentioned, they were over 22%. And the average in the league was about 21.8, I think, last year. So if you can be 22, 23%.
Yeah.
On the power play, you'll be top 10, top 12, which is a great number to be at.
Well, I think what's interesting there is I wouldn't be so concerned with the league ranking because once everybody is over 20, and you just mentioned the league average at 21, it's really, really, really small gap
between
like 21st and 10th. And the point is...
That's what it is, because you got the teams that are 28, 29, 30 that are at... 14
to 17%,
yes.
And that's where you can't be. But if they're at 21% but still ranked 20th, I'm not going to be concerned at all. Give me 21% on the power play, give me 80% on the PK, and that will be enough to make sure that you're not losing special teams on a regular basis. And
yes.
that's the critical component here. So,
I'm looking at my power play units right now, and I think that on the first power play, obviously you got Tage, the one-timer on the left. I would put Yuri Kulik, one-timer on the right. Mm-hmm. So you get lefty-righty.
Yep.
I would put Tuck in front of the net. I would put Norris in the bumper and Dahlin at the top. So I'm looking
Norris will be fascinating to watch just because we haven't had reps seeing how he can be on the power play.
What position is he more comfortable? Maybe that's Yuri in the bumper.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, getting those five there. Boom. And then I'm looking at the second unit. And you could go Byram and Power together. So you have two defensemen on that unit.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of do the high cycle. But I'd like to see Jack Quinn in where Tage Thompson is on the right side one-timer.
Yeah,
I think he's got a real... But that was like Ottawa. That was Rochester. That was this spot.
Yes, but not just... From a goal-scoring standpoint, that's where I get excited for Jack, and that's why I brought it up. Like, when he was AHL Rookie of the Year, the numbers were so, like, perfect for an emerging prospect. He only played in 44 games that year, because obviously he had call-ups. He had 25 goals in 44 games, but he also had 34 assists in the 44 games. And that's where, you know, him and Paterka, right? Like, JJ led the team in scoring that year, but Jack got the Rookie of the Year, way higher points per game. And I was just really, like, because when you come out of junior as one of the rare, I believe at the time he was only the seventh player in league history to score 50 goals in his draft eligible year, which is pretty remarkable. And so you get fixated on the goal scoring component. And I think based on new line mates, higher expectations, whatever you thought last year was, there's only one guy that wants it more. And to prove to everybody why he was taken eighth overall in 2020, and that's Jack Quinn.
And the way the Lions are kind of constructed, obviously no Alex Tuch made it, that there was like a Josh Doan on that line, but maybe that switched around. I think Lindy Ruff thinks the world out of Alex Tuch. He thinks he can be a power play, penalty kill, 5-on-5, point of game guy, power forward. I think he loves him. But when I look at the top six, I'm thinking he loves him so much that he's willing to say to Tuch, you're going to be the guy that's going to be with Kulik and Quinn on that line. You're going to be that veteran that's going to get that line to go. You're going to drive the line.
It could just be a young line, though.
It like, could. Like, you could put...
Because Tuch could be with McLeod just as easily, right?
Absolutely. It could be Tuch, McLeod, Zucker.
Right.
You know, and then all of a sudden you're like Doan, Kulik, and Quinn together. Mm-hmm. You have a lot that you can do. All of a sudden it's the top six is turned into a top nine, and you're like switched around. But where I see Jack Quinn having the impact that he needs to have, I feel this on the power play.
Yeah.
Because everybody is going to focus on Tage Thompson and Dahlin and the first power play. But that second power play coming in and getting you goals and getting you, you know, production, that's what makes a power play go from 17% to 21% to 22%.
Yeah.
It's that 4% increase from the second power play performing.
And remember, and this will be the last time I say it.
Until tomorrow.
No. I'm literally part. Thank you for the reminder. I would have hated to have shown up here for no reason. The power play before it turned the corner, to your point of last 40 to 50 games, it had been in a calendar year slump. Yes. That's the thing, right? So, yes, focus on the fact that it did get better and then take it a step further. And that's why it is kind of gnawing at people. It's like it wasn't just the start of last year. It was the back half of the year before, which also didn't end the way the team would have hoped. So, by the way,
that was after a fantastic start to the power play.
A stunning start.
First half, like, couldn't have been any better than that.
Do you know that Jack Quinn's first NHL goal was on the power play? It was set up by Dahlin and Thompson. It was against the Dallas Stars in 2022. Who do you think the netminder was?
Anton Khudobin.
That's a great guess, but it was Braden Holtby.
That was the other one I had in mind, believe it or not. My three in mind were Khudobin, Holtby, or Bishop.
Yeah.
That was the three guys I was thinking. But I'm like, no, Bishop was probably on the Sabres payroll.
Yes, he was. Sabres had a 3-1 lead. They lost that game 5-4. Aaron Dell was the Sabres netminder that night.
Oh, just a little sidebar here, because I know we're going to – I would still have a little bit of time. But it's goalie equipment season. And you mentioned Aaron Dell. When Aaron Dell was here, he had the nice Brian pads. They were big. There was design on them and all of it. Karel Vemelka has released his Utah Mammoth
design. This has been talked about for quite a while. Yeah, he's a big Brian's guy, right?
He's a big Brian's guy.
Yeah.
They are looking sweet. But again, I feel like the logo looks too much like the Nashville Predators. And I think Chris Mason has had those type of pads that had that same kind of look, right?
Yes.
So, but what a fantastic design.
Yeah.
Have you seen the behind the scenes of their practice facility in Utah?
Yeah, it's great.
Unbelievable.
No, it's I mean, that's the natural evolution. Like, remember, over a decade ago when this was being built right in front of us here, Lycom Harbor Center, right? Like, this was the new thing in the NHL. Was Buffalo was unique in that they had a two-rink complex attached to the main arena. Well, time goes on. We're 10 years out. Utah is a new team, technically. They have no history, technically. And their owner has been a professional franchise owner in another sport, and
but I feel like even here, that got, like, the Sabres weight room and all of it got revamped.
Of course,
after, like, seeing with the Bills, right? Like, what they work and how they build their big. Their
but
big
the locker
facility.
Room renovation here was one of the first things that happened after the Pagulas took over. So, I mean, I just don't want people to compare apples to oranges when they see the Utah video of their practice facility. It's literally 11 years later,
100%.
And this is what happens, and the Bills are living it right now with their own brand new stadium that's coming to life, right?
100%. So. There's a lot. But what I laugh about is that you should have seen the weight room in 99, 2000, my first year. A
couple of five-pounders.
So it was machines everywhere. It was like you walk into a LA Fitness or whatever, you know, like machines.
Yeah.
There was no, like, cages, no, like, track, no ladder on the ground. There was no anything like that. Dominic Hasek's workout routine was to go through every machine once.
Mm-hmm.
He would do the leg press, the hamstring press curls laying on his belly. He'd do a couple of chest flies, shoulder press, the bicep one, the pull downs. There were six machines. He'd be done. He would do, like, you know, eight reps, one set. That's it. That was his routine.
I love it. It seemed to work for
once
him.
Once a month. What? If he was in the gym, we'd be like, where's Dom? Oh, he's doing his once a month workout.
Yeah, but he was what, 165, 170 pounds?
At most.
Yeah.
But he was strong.
Yeah, so of course he was.
He was really strong.
Yeah.
But everything.
Until that adductor strain happened in, like, 05, 06, and nobody had ever heard the term before.
No, that was before that.
No,
that
was, it wasn't. It was with Ottawa, and it was an Olympic year.
That's right.
Wasn't it? I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah. Because that's when Ray Emery took over, and then we beat him in the playoffs. He was supposed to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was also, like, the Olympics where Finland and Sweden met in the gold medal game, right? Like, and. Yeah. It was huge because Dom was still playing in the NHL and, of course, had 98 on his resume. So everybody was wondering, like, could he somehow channel this magic? And then he never got to be a part of it. So
never got to be a part of it. And that was it for North America NHL for Dom. But he played a few more years overseas.
Well,
still plays. He's a stay-at-home defenseman now.
Yeah. Yeah, he's... There have been some stories.
He broke his teeth. Remember he showed up here? Yes. He had busted teeth. He took a puck in the face. Like, seriously, Dom, put a full cage on.
Well, as you know, there's nothing I like talking about more than hockey and concerts together. So we're encouraging fans to have the opportunity to win tickets to see the Sabres and Senators on October 15th and Mumford & Sons concert the very next night, October 16th, here at KeyBank Center. So visit Sabres.com/TM Sweeps for your chance to win a pair of tickets to these events on back-to-back nights. And obviously, good luck. What a great week that's going to be, especially if you win. But obviously, many people are going to be here on back-to-back nights. And the winner will also receive a complimentary one-night stay at the aforementioned Buffalo Marriott at Lycom Harbor Center.
Very nice. Oh, by the way, we gave up a pair of tickets to Adam Sandler, You're My Best Friend concert. Somebody correctly responded to our social media post about one of the Sandler movie lines I used in the show yesterday. I used five of them.
Yes.
And I think he used the one like... go home. Are you too good for your home?
I love that. Actually, your delivery of that within the show was so perfect.
I closed the show with a good one, too.
You did.
High-quality H2O.
Yes, you did. Smoked meat update next on Sabres Live. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.